Not that there's anything funny about the damage this bacteria is causing to several Lake Superior ports. Duluth Superior has 14 miles of steel pilings and dock walls, all of it pockmarked like Swiss cheese. Port officials say it'll cost $250 million to repair it all. This breakthrough by the Naval Research Lab at the Stennis Space Center ends a 10-year mystery. AMI Consulting Engineering Company President Chad Scott of Duluth says now that they have answers, they can fight this organism.
We're all excited. I know everybody in the corrosion committee right now has been just super excited with this announcement. We've had a little bit of inside knowledge of that this was coming, and we've had to keep our mouth shut.
This fast corrosion comes in the cleanest of the freshwater Great Lakes. It happens because of copper dissolved into the harbor water, increasing the damage, which is made worse by thick winter ice.
We're actually creating that environment where we have an anode there, but it was done through the biological process. So that's what causes that rapid corrosion in those pitted areas. Does that make sense? It's not a real simple, you know, it's not a real simple process.
This mystery bacteria is damaging ports in Thunder Bay and Ashland, but none in Lake Michigan or the lower Great Lakes. Apparently they lack the copper content and the thick ice. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.